Track 7, Clock Tower of the Metal Box Factory. The Clock Tower is all that remains of the Mansfield Metal Box Company, run by Barringer, Wallace and Manners, three prominent Quaker families. The site was divided into two sections, the Rock Valley Mill to the north, which produced mustard, and the Rock Valley Tin Works in the south. The tower clock was added in 1927 as part of a four-story tower block, built to provide more space for production floors and machinery in order to enhance the company's production capability. The tins made were originally purely for storing the mustard produced there, but their success was such that Barringer's expanded this part of the business, and their tins were famed for their quality and design. The demand for tin containers was so great that after a major fire in 1873, the rebuilding of the factory saw production shift more towards the tinware side of the business. By 1889, the now enlarged tin manufacturing department comprised 12 men and 28 boys, working a 12-hour day, compared to the two tinsmiths working 10 hours a day that had previously been employed. A large part of the success of this side of the business was down to Robert Barringer's idea to market their products more towards housewives rather than grocers, which called for a wider variety of tins of different sizes and more attractive designs. He was one of the very first to realise the value of the housewife as a customer. Robert Barringer himself was an extremely valuable member of the community. Born in 1818, he had a Quaker education and actually inherited the Rock Valley Mustard Mill, aged 46, after the death of his older brother. He was active in the council and in 1891 became chairman of the new Waterworks Committee, which at the time aimed to bring an additional water supply to the nearby town of Rainworth. Despite his important business obligations, he is said to have still found the time to visit the waterworks site almost daily to check its progress, and upon its opening, one of the pumping engines was named after him. At the age of 78, in 1896, he was persuaded to become Mayor of Mansfield, and this being the year of Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee, he was responsible for the town's celebrations. The following year, he attended Queen Victoria's reception at Buckingham Palace and also visited her at Windsor Castle. He died on the 8th of November, 1905, and was buried in the old Meeting House graveyard. The mustard business was sold to Coleman's of Norwich in 1919, and in 1939, Barringer, Wallace and Manners was incorporated into the Metal Box Company. The west wing of the original mustard mill complex was demolished in 1953. Unfortunately, no part of the site was deemed worthy of a listed status, and it was demolished in 2011, leaving only the clock tower standing. Sadly, over the years, it has been damaged by metal thieves who stole some copper tiles from the domed roof, but has since been renovated. The tower as you see it now is a reminder of the great legacy of some of the most prominent Quaker families in Mansfield, Barringer, Wallace and Manners.
Retrace your steps back to the top of Rock Valley, turn right and go under the viaduct. Go past Handley Arcade on your right until you reach the traffic lights, where you should turn left down Leeming Street towards the marketplace and town hall. At the bottom of Leeming Street, turn right and head up Westgate to the top. Cross over St. John's Street and go straight ahead until you come to a metal feather sculpture. Continue straight ahead and go down Westfield Lane that lies opposite this sculpture, to the right of the round building. Westfield Folkhouse is the big building on the right.